Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going into last night, did you believe that Philadelphia was a good team?
Yes. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season, actually, them and the Chiefs.
Okay, so you believe they were a good team before the year?
Yes.
Before that game last night?
Before that game. I believe that Jalen Hurts has been playing well in that defense with Cooper DeJean. You look at Quinyon Mitchell. They have some players on that defense. Jalen Carter. I've been very impressed with their whole entire draft class, to be honest.
Do you understand who they beat the previous five games before last night?
Who'd they beat?
Dallas.
Divisional game.
No Dak.
No Dak.
The week before that, Jacksonville. They had to hold on for dear life. Oh, don't look it up. No. Don't pull up the schedule.
No.
Don't cheat.
I'm pulling Cincinnati. Up the stats of certain players.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Sure, yes. You are. The week before that, Cincinnati.
Okay.
The week before that, the New York Giants. And the week before that, the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns came down to the wire. The Cincinnati Bengals was a close game going into the fourth quarter. And Jacksonville came down to the wire. They had beaten nobody the previous five wins. Nobody. And then before the bye week, they got smoked in Tampa. Now, I get it. They didn't have any receivers out there. But they got smoked in that football game. Smoked. They got a two-minute drill to your boy Kirk Cousins.
Well, Saquon Barkley catches a ball. None of that doesn't matter.
Well, he didn't.
He didn't.
I mean.
But you get what I'm saying. They're a drop ball away from being the best team in the NFC.
Well, the Niners are a drop pass and a fumble away from being.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7-2 right now.
Yeah, but I'm not giving the Niners that.
Whoa, you can't do that.
Eagles have closed more games than them.
You can't do that.
Yes,
that was
can.
In week two.
One team Saquon Barkley dropped better than the other.
You just mentioned it. Where Saquon Barkley dropped ball away from not losing that game.
It's one play.
Are the 49ers not a Ronnie Bell drop pass from winning beating the Rams?
Yeah, but Saquon makes those plays way more than Ronnie Bell does routinely.
Are the 49ers not a fumble away from beating the Arizona Cardinals? With Jordan Mason inside the 10-yard line in the fourth quarter?
The difference is, Bonte, that the Eagles have been able to close games outside of that Falcons one way more consistently than the 49ers.
Okay, so the Niners have two more losses than the Eagles.
I like how you
two more
you
losses. Skip,
they have the Packers first week in Brazil.
Yeah, first
neutral
week.
Site.
First week of
on
season.
Horrible field
did
surface.
The Niners not, were the Niners not down 14-12 to the Kansas City Chiefs late third quarter?
Great. Well, were they not down? Were they
to the
losing?
Undefeated team.
Yeah, they were losing.
To the undefeated team where Brock Purdy throws two egregious interceptions.
Yeah.
So, look, you want to say that? That's fine. The Niners haven't beaten anybody.
They haven't.
Do they get the benefit of the doubt? Do they get the benefit of the doubt for what they've done the last 5 years?
Well, Ross Tucker, who joined Steiny and Goo the other week, our Odyssey NFL insider and former NFL offensive lineman, he actually gave them the same respect that he gives the Chiefs. He was saying, like, I'm going to give them the same level of respect with the Chiefs that if they get into the playoffs, I don't want to see them.
That's surprising because Ross Tucker loves shaking the Philadelphia Eagles pom-poms, and well, I love Ross.
He does. He's from Philadelphia, so I think he grew up an Eagles
fan. But
he even said that, you know what?
Yeah.
He gives that respect to the 49ers.
Why aren't you giving that respect to the Niners?
Because the team just hasn't looked right all season long. Like, there's something off with them, Bonte, whether it comes to the holdouts / hold-ins, the injuries. Brock Purdy hasn't looked like Brock Purdy. Now, he looked like him in the fourth quarter, but throughout the season, he hasn't looked like he did last year, which was an MVP candidate. Everything just looks a tick off with this team right now. Now, you could say, oh, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they're undefeated, but oh, everything's been tight. Everything's been close. Yeah, but
they win games. They I don't care about style points. Yeah.
Exactly. And they have the best defense in the NFL, and they have the best quarterback in the NFL. That's really all that matters at the end of the day. And they have a decent enough offensive line that they can put up against anyone. I don't care if Kareem Hunt's all of a sudden looked like Kareem Hunt of old, even though he's in his mid-30s. I don't even know how old he is. Maybe he's not in his late 20s.
So you're going to give the Niners a benefit of doubt. You're not. You're not at all.
No.
No benefit of doubt. Okay, that's fair.
No. And I think the expectations should shift right now for the 49ers, actually. I don't think they should be thinking Super Bowl at all.
What should they be thinking?
Just win the division. I think it's a good year for them. Oh. If they won this division, that'd be, you know what? After everything that's happened, they lost Brandon Ayuk. The horrible thing that happened with Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall looks like he's ready to roll.
And it's been great. That's been a great revelation.
Hey, he looked like he's getting ready to roll.
Javon Hargrave.
Juwan Jennings playing well.
Yeah. That's great. Win the division. And you say, you know what? Everything else after that would be great.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
Whoa.
Who's this voice?
I was thinking about this.
Who is this, by the way? Introduce yourself.
After the Clay stuff, getting back into the Niners. How did you feel about the Niners heading into the season, this season?
Felt really good.
Yeah, I did too. Did you, Spadone?
No. I did not feel good. Who loses a Super Bowl and gets back to the mountaintop, Coach?
Well, hold on. Did you feel better than you feel right now?
I kind of felt like this was the season they were going to have. I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything like that.
You thought they were going to be 5-4?
Well, hold on, though. But you felt better about the Niners than you did the Warriors, right?
Yes.
By a long shot.
Well, because they had more depth. I didn't think much of the Warriors' depth that I do now. Like, I didn't think much of ahead in the season. I thought they were trying to get a star, and that told me all that I needed to know about them. They tried to get Paul George. They tried to get Larry Markkanen. It didn't work out. So they ended up getting, you know, Kyle Anderson. They ended up getting D'Anthony Melton and Buddy Hield. It's like, all right, well, maybe they'll be like a slightly above average team this year, be a play-in / playoff contender. But they've been a lot more than that. They look like a top three seed right now. But the 49ers, the vibe all offseason just felt tense and not a good tension.
Right.
It just felt odd. The Brandon Ayuk thing, Christian McCaffrey not practicing, and then right before the season starts, he has bilateral Achilles tendonitis. It just felt not good. Like, it just felt like a team that lost the Super Bowl, and this is all the injuries are going to catch up to them. And that this is going to be a middling season right now. So far,
You know me. I'm a Warriors homer. I fully admit it. I give them benefit of doubt every year because they are champions 4 times. With this current group, 7 time champs all time. But I will admit, as much as I feel really good about the Golden State Warriors right now, I don't know about the playoffs and contention. Like, I think they'll make the playoffs and they'll be in top 6, but I don't know about contenders, or I don't even know if this roster is going to be the same around the trade deadline. But I have to admit, I got to play both sides here. They beat some shorthanded teams. Those are the facts. They beat some shorthanded teams. Now, these wins are good, and you can't control who's playing on the court. You can only control how you play. And right now, the Warriors are playing excellent basketball. They're not turning the ball over. They're scoring the basketball. Their bench is great. They're rebounding. They're trapping. They're defending. You don't see the blow-bys that you saw a season ago. I feel really good about where they're at right now. Now, I would feel even better had they beat Dallas with P.J. Washington. I would feel even better if they beat Boston with Jaylen Brown. I wanted Jaylen Brown in that game. I would have felt better had Chet Holmgren finished the game against OKC, but a win's a win, and they were up 30 points in that game. So it is what it is. So you take advantage of that. And I'm feeling really good about the Golden State Warriors, but I also have to give the 49ers a benefit of the doubt because the NFC teams haven't beat them yet. You know, I have to see Arizona outlast the 49ers. I have to see the Rams, who, by the way, lost on Monday Night Football to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
That was a terrible loss. And everybody, I don't get the Ramble of the last 2 years. Remember the playoffs? Oh, man, you don't want to play the Rams.
I think it goes to the benefit of the doubt, though, because the Rams have won a Super Bowl with Stafford and McVay and Cooper Kupp.
3 years ago.
Yeah, but they've won it.
3 years ago.
So I think people give them the benefit of the doubt. When you win like that at the top, if we're going to give the Niners that, we got to give the Rams that too.
They can have that fluky championship.
Fluky championship. What was fluky about winning a championship?
That fluky ass championship.
In the history of winning championships,
that was fluky
as hell.
That was fluky.
Stop. Take off your Niners cap. That's the red and gold Niners.
By the way, 15 minutes away from shameless shout out. Start lining them up. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Catch a damn football, Zukoski Tart.
Sorry.
Complete a pass, Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm afraid it's going to come down to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
When you're relying on Jimmy Garoppolo and Jaquaski Tart to lead you to places, that's usually what's going to happen. They'll break your heart.
Jaquaski Tart had one of the great tackles in 49ers history.
And one of the great drops.
Chasing down Aaron Jones in the divisional round game.
No one will ever remember that except for you.
Well, that's sad. Yeah. You know, that's why.
No, it's called having a sickness that you remember a tackle in an NFC championship.
Aaron Jones has gone on a screenplay for 70 yards. You know why that tackle's important? Because it allowed the 49ers to block a field goal and only go in a halftime down 7-3 instead of 10-3, Spadoni. Yeah. Those are key plays.
Talanoa Hufanga.
Like my guy, Jarius Hogo, that side. They were down to Reardon 21-3.
I remember
21-3. And that kid, Hogan, chased down a Reardon defender right before halftime to prevent a pick six. The game would have been over. Over. And he makes a great tackle.
The fact that you're calling the 49ers or the Rams championship fluky, I can't get over. It's just...
Shameless shout-outs coming up. 888-957-9570. Screw the damn Rams. I don't care about that.
That's fine. 888-957-9570.
That microwave championship, man.
Microwave-ass
championship, man. Come on. That still pains me to this day. With their fake crowd noise. The little who's house... Rams house.
And they won the Super Bowl at their house, too.
888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number for shameless shoutouts. And what is shameless shoutouts, in case you're just listening for the first time? Shameless shoutouts is an opportunity for you to shout out anybody. Your little league team, your Pop Warner team, your high school, your middle school, your college, your liquor store, your grocery store, your dog, your mom, your baby mama's mama, all that stuff. You can shout out anybody you want. 888-957-9570 is the number.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.